grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. For some time now, we've been discussing the topic, Have the Faith of God, based on Mark 11, verse 22, the Geneva version of the Bible, and it reads, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have the faith of God. Beloved, Jesus says to you and me today what he said to the disciples back then. He says to us, Have the faith of God. Because when you have the faith of God, my friend, nothing will be impossible to you. Now in Luke 18, verse 27, our Lord Jesus Christ said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. However, in Mark 9, 23, he also said, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. That is, if you can believe, if you can have the faith of God, nothing will be impossible to you, but all things will be possible to you just as all things are possible with God. With the faith of God, you can move all your mountains, possess all your possessions, and yes, get answers to all your prayers. Hallelujah. Now be blessed, beloved, as you listen to today's portion of the message. Have the faith of God. Tell your neighbor, say, have the faith of God. Last week I shared with you that there are four different kinds of levels of faith that we see from the scripture. First of all, we see mentioned no faith. No faith is when the individual has absolutely no confidence in God, would rather trust in horses or chariots or put their trust in man than to put their confidence in God. That's no faith. Second level is little faith. Your faith wavers. Sometimes you believe, sometimes you don't, depending on what's going on around you. You're more conscious of what your physical eyes can see than what the Word of God has said. The third level of faith is great faith. I told you only two people in the Bible, Jesus called their faith great. The centurion whose servant was sick and the woman whose child was possessed with devils. And Jesus said their faith was great. However, as wonderful as great faith is, I reveal to you from the Word of God that the kind of faith God wants you and me to operate is the God kind of faith, or what I called last week, fullness of faith. Bible describes Stephen as such a man. He was full of faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. A fullness of faith, also called exceedingly great faith, but really it is the faith of God. That is the kind of faith God wants you and me to operate in. When Jesus was speaking to the disciples in Mark 11, when he said, have faith in God, that's what the New King James says. But the Geneva translation is more accurate. It says, have the faith of God. That's the kind of faith. He doesn't want you to have little faith. He doesn't want you to have no faith, obviously. He doesn't want you to even just have great faith. He wants you to have his own faith, the faith of God. Because when you have God's kind of faith, nothing will be impossible to you, just as nothing is impossible to God. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 10, 27, he says, with God, all things are possible. But also he said in Mark 9, 23, that if you can believe, if you can have the God kind of faith, all things will be possible to you too. The God kind of faith establishes you in the realm of God. And that's where the realm he wants you and me to be, because the Bible says when Jesus Christ, when he rose from the dead, he ascended, he sat beside the right hand side of God. And the Bible tells us that in Christ, we too are seated in heavenly places, right beside God. So he wants us to operate the kind of faith with which nothing is impossible. When you have the God kind of faith, you will be able to move every mountain that comes against you. That's what we saw in Mark chapter 11. When you have the God kind of faith, you will be able to possess every single thing God promised you. Maybe you are here and you think with God is win some, lose some. No. With God is win all. if you have the God kind of faith. If there is a promise of God in our life, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4, you can read it from 1, 2, 3. If there is a promise in your life that you think has not come to pass, it's because in that area we lack faith. But when you have the God kind of faith, everything God promised you, you will possess it. Every mountain that stands in your way, you will move it. So let's begin our reading tonight. Mark chapter 11, 22. I'm going to be reading from the Geneva translation of the Bible. GNV. And the word of God says, and Jesus answered and said to them, verse 22, have the faith of God. For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou taken away and cast into the sea, and shall not waver in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass, whatsoever he seeth shall what? Be done to him. So when you have the God kind of faith, whatever you want the Lord to do for you, he will do it. Now you need to understand that it will always be to you according to the level of your faith. The level of your faith will always determine what God can do or not do for you. If you have no faith, he can do nothing for you. We see that in Mark chapter 6. Jesus said, 6 verse 5, he could do no mighty work, nothing. Nothing. Except that he laid hands on a few sick people and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief. So if you have no faith, he can do nothing for you. See, God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. God's side will always be intact. If there's a problem, it will never be on the side of God. And if you have no faith, he can't do nothing for you. Now, if you have little faith, he can only do little things for you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 78, 41, I believe. Speaking of the children of Israel, the Bible says they limited God. When you don't believe God, you limit what he can do in your life. Little faith, little things. Matthew 13, 58, speaking of Jesus, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So there are many things God can't do for you as long as you doubt him. But I prophesy this month of faith revolution, your faith and my faith is moving up to the God kind of faith. When you have the faith of God, there is nothing he will not do for you. There is nothing impossible. You know why? Because when you have the faith of God, you can do the works of God. They asked the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 6, verse 28. They said, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And in other words, that we can do the miraculous, we can do the impossible. And Jesus answered, he says, this is what you should do. Believe. Believe the one that he sent. So when you have the God kind of faith, you can do the works of God. Because the God kind of faith was the same power that made something out of nothing. Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. You can frame your own world when you have faith in God. There is no mountain too high. There is no valley too wide. There is no river too great. If you have faith, you will make it. I see you and me making it in Jesus' name. I said you will make it in the mighty name of Jesus. So just like Pastor said, at the beginning of the month, if there is anything you need to develop in your life, it is faith. Because faith has the capacity to grow. And if you can develop your faith to the realm whereby you operate the faith of God, how wonderful that will be. How glorious that will be. So tonight, I want to begin to talk to us about how you can have the faith of God. How you and me can have the faith of God. Now, understand something. That only God can give you the faith of God. That makes sense. The faith of God is not something you try to walk out. You have to walk up. The faith of God is something only God can give you. Only God can impart to you. It's not something you can make happen by yourself. Romans tells us 12:3, God deals to everyone a measure of faith. Faith comes from him. Hebrews 12:2, he says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He didn't just say author. So after God gives us faith at salvation, he is also the same one that will help us grow and increase that faith.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.